For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back after the Christmas break. We'll open up the second half, so to speak, of the season. Non-conference series at Lake Superior State this weekend, joined by junior defenseman Darby Gula out of Steinbach, Manitoba. Darby, what was it like? You play once, you take a couple weeks off because of COVID. You play four times, then you take a couple weeks off for Christmas. What's it like getting back at it again this week?
Well, it's exciting, obviously. You mentioned it. We haven't played much hockey so far this year. Obviously, a Christmas break is a little bit more welcomed than a COVID break. So I think we kind of enjoyed our week off. A lot of us got to go home, see family and whatnot. And so obviously that was enjoyable. But now we're just excited to get back at it. Hopefully we're looking forward to a pretty consistent hockey-filled second half here. So it's exciting.
Are you ready for a nine-week sprint?
I think we are. We waited long enough, so we'll take anything.
First game against Minnesota State, 5-0. Didn't really feel like a 5-0 game watching it, but all of a sudden you look up the scoreboard and you're like, wow, it's 5-0. Those two games in Mankato right before Christmas break were back and forth games. You guys make a couple of mistakes and boom, you lose on Friday. You score, you get up, then on Saturday you give up that quick goal, ends up 1-1. If you guys clean up just those little things, you guys are a pretty darn good hockey team, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously we have confidence in our team. We know what we're capable of, just kind of based off last year and the guys we have this year. So, like you said, we as a team, we've highlighted some areas after the past couple weekends that need improvement. And I think once we put a little bit of work and attention into those details, then I think we'll be even better off.
They are just little things, right? I mean, it's nothing major.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, as I mentioned before, we had an extremely successful team last year, and we don't look that much different this year. So we got all the confidence in the group we have, and we're just going to look to improve weekend by weekend throughout the rest of the season.
Coach has always said that even if you bring back every player from one team to the next year, the roles are different, the team is different. How do you like how guys have kind of fit into new roles this year?
Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, we have a pretty large freshman class, but we're really excited about each and every one of them. I think the guys we've seen in game action so far have been very impressive. And even those who haven't, they've been great guys in practice, really putting in the work for our team. And even returning players who've had a little bit of a role switch up, looks like they're fitting in just fine.
Well, even from one weekend to the next, your role can change. I mean, that series in Mankato, you're out your top two defensemen. Guys have to step up. You guys are still a pretty veteran group, though. Like you said, you got a bunch of freshmen. But how have you veterans helped those young guys to get used to it and get ready for a weekend?
I think it's kind of just exposing them to the culture, exposing them to the work ethic a lot of us display in practice. College hockey is a very competitive environment. So Monday to Thursday, while you're at the rink practicing, it's a really high-paced, high-energy practice environment. So I think that's one of the biggest things a lot of freshmen realize coming in. It's something I realized for sure. And just kind of showing them that and showing them how hard you got to work each day to kind of get your shot in the lineup.
How would you say your role has changed from last year to this year?
Oh, well, the last weekend definitely changed a bit with our injured defenseman. But I think it's just more of a leadership role, I guess, now that I'm an upperclassman. I might be more one of those guys that can show those freshmen kind of how to act, how to practice. So I think that might be the biggest change for me.
What was it like eating pregame meal out of a styrofoam box and eating that Thursday night meal in your hotel room?
Well, the meals are always good. Obviously, we wish we could eat them around all the boys. It's a little bit more fun. It's a good, I guess you could call it social setting, kind of eat your pregame with everyone, kind of talk with everyone. But it's the way things are now, so we'll take it.
The locker room for a hockey team is always a pretty special place. Is it even more so this year?
Yeah, for sure. I guess that's you could say that. Obviously, there's a little bit, obviously, rules, restrictions around town or just in everyday life. You can't see as many people or do as many things. So it definitely makes you cherish your time with your teammates at the rink a little bit more.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.